off the ball.
GAA.
Hurling is in dreamland. Take out that match the weekend for Kilkenny. Hurling is just in paradise at the moment, lads. Like, hurling just keeps giving, giving, giving.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, Saturday's Investec Champions Cup final dominates as Leinster now zero in on Toulouse and Tottenham. Blair Kinghorn is on course to be fit for that game, and we hear from Richie Murphy after Ulster's win over Leinster. First up today, Gary Ringrose remains a doubt for Leinster ahead of Saturday's Investec Champions Cup final with Toulouse. The centre has managed just three appearances since the turn of the year, with the last of those a 24-minute cameo at the end of the Six Nations. A troublesome shoulder problem has kept him sidelined, and Leinster say Ringrose will be assessed this week. Fellow centre Charlie Natai has a shoulder issue of his own, while Tommy O'Brien picked up a hamstring problem in the URC loss to Ulster. Both will also be assessed this week. But Hugo Keenan, James Ryan and Will Connors came through Saturday's game unscathed following their returns from respective injuries. Leinster have, of course, lost the last three Champions Cup finals in which they've been involved, and Ross Byrne started the most recent of those 12 months ago. He was asked today what it would mean to bring the famous trophy home for the first time since 2018.
It means a hell of a lot. It's an incredibly special competition, and look, as a kid growing up, I would have watched it every year. I was fortunate enough to go to a few finals, watch Leinster win it. So I think for so many of us, look, we've grown up supporting this team, watching them win European Cups. So it does make it extra special, I think, for us. And I think it's quite unique. You have so many players playing for the club that they grew up supporting. So it really is a special competition for us.
On the Toulouse side of things, Blair Kinghorn looks set to be past fit for Saturday. The Scottish fullback suffered a broken nose in the semi-final win over Harlequins, but hasn't trained since. At least that was up until today. Kinghorn was part of the Toulouse group sessions. And Santiago Chocobares has officially been cleared to play after completing tackling school. That's seen his three-game ban reduced to two. Toulouse have also requested the presence of referee Matthew Reynal today and tomorrow to help with their preparations for Leinster. The Leinster scrum coach, Robin McBride, saying today that the Toulouse front five will likely cause them plenty of headaches on Saturday.
They're good at doing what they do. They've obviously got an understanding between the three of them. So they're a cohesive bunch, obviously. You can see the way they celebrate after winning a decision at scrum time. It goes for most packs anyway, but you just get the feeling with certain packs that there's more of an onus put on scrummaging, put on mauling, and Toulouse have got that. You know, it's a big strength of theirs, especially if, I know I'm going off the point a little bit, but especially from a mauling point of view, where you've got Movaca and DuPont at the back of that maul, you know, just creating havoc, really, with the ability to go left or right. So yeah, but from a scrummaging point of view, we've just got to meet fire with fire, and we're confident that, you know, if we get our stuff right, then we can make it a good contest, and hopefully it will be a good contest. That's all I can say, really.
Ross Byrne has also been giving his impressions of that Toulouse squad.
I just think they're incredibly unique. I think the way they play the game is very unique. I mean, in terms of when the free-flowing rugby, the individuals they have, forwards and backs, they can all run, offload, you know what I mean? And when they get in their flow, they're very tough to stop, which we've seen a number of times this year. But they're also a great club, you know what I mean? They've obviously such a great history. It's great to play a team like them. We know how tough a game it's going to be on Saturday, but we're looking forward to it.
Leinster's preparations, as I say, weren't exactly helped by Saturday's result in Belfast. A second-half try from Jacob Stockdale and a late John Cooney penalty saw Ulster come from behind to beat Leinster 23-21. Head coach Richie Murphy talked about that win to Ulster Rugby TV on Saturday night.
Well, I suppose we'll start with the crowd. The crowd were incredible. The lads are in the change room saying that they've never had an atmosphere like this, or it's been a very long time since they had it. So they really loved the day. They loved coming out and playing in front of their fans. They had a big influence on the game, which was great. The first half, I thought we played some really good rugby. Couldn't get over the line again, which is a little bit something I'm going to have to start working on, because I think we held up twice and won dubious one, so three times over the line. So we need to finish them off a little bit better. And when you're playing against a team like Leinster, if you make mistakes and you switch off for a minute, they'll come back and they'll hurt you very quickly. And that's why they are the team that they are. But the fight in the second half, when things were going against us and we went 8 points down with, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes to go, the character that the lad shown, obviously an intercept from Jacob, who I thought was very, very good tonight. And then John gets his big moment, and no better man to step up and knock over a kick with all the pressure of, I don't know, 18,000 people here looking at him. So great day. The lads are really delighted. We should control our own sort of destiny into the playoffs now, which was fantastic.
Alan Quinlan also touched on Ulster's upturn in fortunes since Murphy's arrival on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
Obviously, he went in as interim coach first, and then, you know, week before last, it's announced he's staying, going in as permanent coach. I think he has had the ability to go in, and in a sense, you feel that they needed an arm around him more than anything else, the Ulster players, and he's a very calm presence, Richie, and I think for him to get the job, I think players would have been consulted, senior players, and the atmosphere seems to have changed a little bit. We've spoke over the years continuously about Ulster and their inconsistency. They probably still need to bring through more quality, maybe, you know, strengthen their squad a little bit, although they're trimming their squad.
Yeah, you got to burn it down to build it back up.
Yeah, probably. And I think, look, he probably has a vision there of where he can take them to. There's some very good young players there. But that was a really, really important win and puts them up to sixth. They're qualified for the playoffs. They're going to be away in a quarterfinal no matter what happens. The top four are kind of locked in. If the Sharks were to beat Gloucester on Friday night in the Challenge Cup, it would mean that only seven from the URC can qualify for Europe. So they're still not done yet. But if on Friday night, if Gloucester end up beating the Sharks, well, they can have a late breakfast and a lie-in on Saturday morning, and it doesn't really matter which position they're in. You'll be playing someone from the top four, which will be really difficult.
Yeah.
The one they probably wouldn't want is to go to South Africa to play the Bulls. That's the one that people would. They're all going to be different.
Yeah,
to Limerick,
for sure.
Or to, you know, wherever they're going to Dublin, the quarterfinal. But I think they've done really well, and to stay in the fight on Saturday night, they've obviously have created a bit of belief. And look, at the end of the day, when you see the Leinster team, and it's not being disrespectful, you see a bit of a glimmer of hope that it's not the full cavalry that's coming to Belfast on Saturday night. And you know, frustratingly for Leinster, I think they couldn't score when they had that period of dominance towards the end of the game, and they could have put the game away there and turned the ball over. And credit to Ulster, you know, that we've always spoke about that inconsistency. So it was a great game, and they got over the line in the end. It was, what a kick from John Cooney.
You can hear much more from Alan Quinlan on the weekend's rugby by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And that's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.